Radio. Hey, to the lifers all across the globe, yeah, you already know, yeah, I said you already know.
I can't come in.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.
Hey, it's Lisa Love, the host of Live, Love, Eat, and I'm so excited about our show tonight and so happy that you're here because I believe as a society we've become crazy creatures of convenience. We want everything already prepared or cooked for us by someone else. Well, you know what they say, you are what you eat. So tonight, our topic will cover the top 10 superfoods that will prolong your life, and we'll also dive into some healthy convo for tonight. So stay tuned. Lifers and listeners, make sure you sign up to global14.com and join the Vegetarian and Vegan Lifers group, as well as the G-Talk radio group for all the updates, information, and exclusives from the show. Lifers, did you know food can change your mood from happy to sad in bites? Find out how after the break. Okay, lifers, we're having technical difficulties, but before the break I asked, did you know food can change your mood from happy to sad in a few bites? Well, on the downside, meat is where we'll start, and I do eat meat, but too much meat has been linked to depression due to the negative karma that has occurred when killing the animal. Coffee has also been called a villain due to the caffeine and sugar rush. Picks you up, but then there comes the horrible crash. Now, on the happy side, chocolate. Who needs an excuse to eat chocolate, especially now? Chocolate contains anandamide, a brain chemical that helps brighten our mood. And milk, preferably skim milk. Milk products are rich in tryptophan, an amino acid our brain needs in order to make serotonin. Serotonin is a natural chemical that makes us happy and calm. Now for some healthy combo and doc talk, the documentary Food Matters is available on Netflix. A lot of great vitamin and raw food info there. We can also prevent and protect ourselves from cancer or stimulate and aggravate cancer with the foods we eat. Bottom line, cut back on the fast food and processed frozen dinners, period. 51% of every meal we eat should be raw to protect our immune system. Half your plate should be salad and the other half split between protein and carbs. Start every day with at least one full glass of water to flush away impurities and to jumpstart the body. Lastly, and I will say that as a people, we need to search for healthy education, not medication. We'll be right back after this break. Okay, lifers, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Apparently, they weren't ready for me tonight, but that's okay. You know what? Because we are going to go on. We're just not going to have any music, but that's okay because we need to talk about stuff anyway. So now let's talk about some superfoods. Superfoods are also known as healing foods or even anti-aging foods because they are so high in antioxidants. Here to talk about the greatness of superfoods is our fitness guru, Luis. Do we have Luis ready or are we having technical difficulties there? Luis Jose Lopez. Okay, bear with us. We're having technical difficulties in that area also. We'll have Luis on the line in just a moment. It's a great way to break me in tonight. I have to say that. Callers, I'll be curious to hear what you have to say about this. Give me some support, folks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and give the caller line in case anyone wants to call and comment about this madness here. It's 760-913-4119. Somebody call and talk to me. Let's go ahead and go through some of the superfoods. There really are more than 10 superfoods, but we're just covering tonight. The first one is salmon. We all know about salmon. And some people think salmon is really a little bit too expensive. If you buy it in the bags, bulk in the frozen section, it's not so bad. And try and incorporate that into your diet, you know, maybe once a day. Broccoli is a superfood. That's a no-brainer. And they actually have something that I really, really enjoy. It's called broccoli slaw, and it's very similar to coleslaw, but it's made with all broccoli. And that's really good if you put a little bit of dressing on that. You can mix that with a lot of things. Berries is another big superfood. Strawberries, cranberries, blueberries, those are all good. And one way that you can incorporate those into your diet really easily is in the morning for breakfast. You can add them to cereal or you can add them to your oatmeal. Also, nuts are really good, particularly almonds and walnuts. They do have something called milk. That's another good way to incorporate the almonds and the nuts into your diet. Yogurt is a superfood. Dark chocolate is a superfood. And what I try and do for me to incorporate dark chocolate into my life is I'll buy the dark chocolate chips and, you know, every once in a while when you have a little sweet craving, just take a couple chocolate chips. Beans, any kind of beans, black-eyed peas, navy beans, red beans, pinto beans, black beans. It's getting ready to be winter-ish a little in California soon, so that's a good time to incorporate that in. Oats, which I mentioned earlier with the oatmeal in the morning, that's really good. Oatmeal is really, really good to eat every morning. And barley and quinoa are also really good ones. And quinoa is kind of like a rice type of, what is that, herb or a grain, quinoa. So that's really good, and you can use that as rice. Sweet potatoes are really good, butternut squash. Soy is really good, and also some of the other foods, avocados are really good, and everyone knows how to use those in salads or also in guacamole, or you can put them with eggs or with meat. It's really good. Garlic is really great. Red wine, here's your license to drink red wine. A glass of red wine is really good for you every day. Green tea is also another superfood, so switch that sweet tea to green tea if you can. Kiwis are really good, and eggs are also really good. Unfortunately, you know, I'm sorry that we had some technical difficulties, but we're getting ready to go on break, and hopefully we'll have it worked out when we come back. Stay tuned. Bear with me. Give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking. It's 760-913-4119.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to kill you all, my love. I told my girls you can get it. Don't slow. Slow it down.
10 degrees. I ain't worried about them Opicans over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy that is named Cheese. Well, women, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low. Brain real low. Kiddo say he looks up to me. This just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating God's heroes. Yesterday, that's the way. Every single morning I try to pray. Grandma and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be talking to me. Girl, why you up with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember, but the men, nut, they fell in love with rap, black like having your cousin back, blue like when that rent is due, cream like when I'm living.
We're back, and I have Luis on the line. Luis, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Oh, Luis, thank God you're here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Oh, Luis, it's been a rough time so far with my first show. They broke me in a serious way, so I'm so happy to hear your voice. I'm so glad you're here to talk about superfoods with us.
Oh, thank you, love. My pleasure to be on.
Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, this is the fitness guru, Luis, and we are so happy to have him on the show. Luis, I just went over before the break the top 10 superfoods, but I did it really quickly and I just mentioned them. So I'd like to go back, if you don't mind, and kind of go through so people can, you know, get just a little bit more information on what makes them superfoods. And also, you know, I've worked with you several times, so I know your story. But if you could just let our listeners know a little bit about you, that would be great. Luis Jose Lopez, go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I've been involved in fitness for about 25 years. I started as a bodybuilder / fitness model. And basically, I've always watched what I ate. And worked out at the same time, and through time and study and some of the certifications that I've gotten and through tests that I've done with clients and people that I've met, I've realized the foods that do great effects to your body, irrelevant to your age. You could be young, old, whatever it may be. If you stick to certain types of food, you're just going to get the most vitamins, minerals. They're going to speed up your metabolism. So if you need to lose weight, you're going to lose weight. If you need to build muscle tissue to give support to your body and your frame, they're also going to help you do that. So if you combine, for example, the top 10 superfoods that you have spoken about, it does such an effect to your body that you immediately start seeing it in all aspects, from your energy level to being able to sleep better, just your body ends up reacting better. And these are the things that I practice, you know, for the past 25 years. And today,
right.
I mean, you know, I'm around every day with my clients, and it's fascinating how they change constantly just by eating the right things and working out. So, but first and foremost, I wanted to say before when on the whole talk, I wanted to congratulate you on the show, because I think this is pretty phenomenal to bring this to the audience out there, that to make them aware of what is good for them, what they should be eating, and how they should be going about it, and how fantastic this is for their life, no matter what age they are.
Yes, well, thank you, Luis, and, you know, I really appreciate that. I do agree with you 100% because I think we put so much emphasis on so many other things. And, you know, I just want to be part of the movement that makes healthy, you know, the new sexy and healthy the new cool. You know, we want to start a movement that makes somebody feel like a jerk for eating a hamburger and fries. You know what I mean? Like, we just don't do that. It's not the end thing to do,
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people go out and they get used to the, I don't want to mention brands, but they get used to the fast food that's out there. And all they have to do is take a moment at home, decide, hey, you know what? What do I want to eat? What's healthy? What's good for my body? Let me make myself a sandwich. Let me make my own food. Let me travel with my own stuff. So then I could eat. I know what I'm eating. I know what I'm putting into my body. And I don't have to stop at these places and pay $6, $10, whatever it may be. And it's also, as you know, this is budget-friendly when you make your own food. And you're also protecting your body. You're also avoiding going into the hospital in the near future because you're feeding your body better. It's reacting better. It's fighting everything that's out there in our system. So you're better protected by just eating better.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And that's why I felt that it was important to start talking about this because I don't think that people are really connected to their relationship with food any longer. I think people just put food in their mouth and they don't even realize what they're putting in their mouth. And with that being said, let's go back to the superfoods because I just mentioned them. But with you, I'd like to go into a little bit of why each food is a superfood. And let's start back with salmon. What can you tell me about that?
Well, what salmon has is a couple of things that are great to mention off the top. One of it is that it's a good form of fatty acids. So you have the difference out there, which is just regular fats and saturated fats. What salmon gives you is polyunsaturated fat and monounsaturated fat, which means that it's good fat that helps you lower your cholesterol. Your body will digest it properly, and your body needs fat, but you're feeding it good fat that is well processed through your body, and your body knows what to do with it. On the contrary to saturated fat, which is basically clogs up your system, and it doesn't process it well. And obviously, if your system gets clogged up, then your body doesn't function as it's supposed to. And also the fact that it's protein. It's a great form of protein and amino acid, which are the building blocks of protein, which lead up to, for example, if you're working out, it leads to the recovery of your body and rebuilding stronger muscle tissues, which lead to a stronger body and stronger supportive frame. So those are some of the things that are good with salmon. So.
Awesome. Now, what about broccoli?
Well, broccoli, as we know, is one of the key green vegetables that are out there. First of all, one of the things that it does that people are always listening for is that, okay, broccoli, you know, it tastes kind of bland. You know, can I add some stuff on it? But what they end up doing is adding some saturated fat, which is what you don't want to do. Broccoli on its own, great for antioxidants, great vitamins, great minerals, and also because it is green, it makes you feel fuller, so which in turn you end up increasing your calorie intake by consuming any greens, and one of them just happens to be broccoli, which in turn you end up decreasing your calorie intake, and in turn you end up losing the excessive amount of fat that your body may have.
Great. And Luis, I just want to throw this out there because, you know, I know that we feel like some of our listeners should know all these things, but, you know, this is all about a journey and us really not knowing and us exposing. So, you know, I'm saying that to say I don't want you to, you know, address any of these things as if people know. You know, let's get really elementary with this because, you know, I just think it's a matter of people not being educated. And I think, you know, if you were to realize there are things out there that will prolong your life, why wouldn't you buy those things? Why wouldn't you eat those things? Why wouldn't you incorporate that into your diet? You know what I mean? So let's move on to berries. What can you tell us about berries?
Well, berry is just another great form of antioxidant that we take for granted because, you know, you have all kinds of blueberries, blueberries, strawberries, cranberries that are out there, and people just take it for granted, like, oh, you know, what does it do? What are the things that we can benefit from it, and people don't know. And one of the biggest thing off the back, it's basically it's antioxidant. It protects your body in all aspects. So
God. What about nuts, Louise?
I know you
and I know you can talk, so you know I'm gonna have to keep you on track here. Let's sum it up in a few words or less, Louise.
Sorry. No, basically, look, when you go down to the top 10 superfoods, there's a lot of things that you can mention over and over that all have in common. I don't want to go through all the top 10 foods fast, but
okay.
When it comes down to, if you break down each one of them, they all have something in common to each other. Like broccoli, berries, nuts, walnuts. Like, for example, if you go salmon, walnuts, eggs, good protein, good source of fat for your body. I mean, if you break them down, they basically come down to the same thing. But they all have different vitamins and minerals. I don't know if you want to go into the exact details, but we could do this. On the next show, I would say.
Okay, well, let me do this. If you had 1 minute or 30 seconds to sell the public on superfoods, what would you tell them about superfoods to get them to start eating them?
Off the back, let's talk about finances. You're going to save tons of money. It's natural. It's clean for your system. You will live better. You will lose weight. If you're trying to get support for your body frame, it will help you do that. You will replenish your body with vitamins and minerals that your body probably hasn't received. And as a whole, you will live better, sleep better, and last longer in this life.
Got you. Well, that sounds really good. Louise, I'm so happy that you were here, and I'm so happy that you came on. And I'm so happy about that, actually, that I wanted to know if maybe you could come back next week or maybe the week after that and the week after that and just kind of hang with me on the show. I think we need information from someone as well-seasoned as you in that genre just to, you know, have on board. Would that be something you'd be interested in, Louise?
I'd be more than happy. I do appreciate the invite. Yes, please come in. I definitely want to inform people, go into more details on what is out there, what are the benefits of food, and then we could add fitness in. Absolutely, I would love to.
Oh, that would be so awesome. I think, you know, with that, I think the more we start talking about food and we start talking about different foods, I think, you know, the more people know, the better off that will be. I said earlier in the show that, you know, we really need to seek healthy education, not medication. People don't realize these pharmaceutical companies, they've got a lot of things set up to make us feel like we need medicine, but there's a lot of things we can cure with food. And that's what I just want people to be aware of, that we eat food for a reason, and we need to get back to the reasons of why we're eating food. It's not just for pleasure. It's not just for convenience, you know. So I'd love for you to help me with that journey, Louise.
I'd be more than happy. And I just want to say one last thing before I hang up. Why do people in the Caribbean islands, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Jamaica, and so forth, live up to 100, 110 years without even hesitating? They live off the backyard, the garden, strawberry, chickens that they grow on their own, everything natural, organic, clean, back to the superfoods, fish. That's what they live off. They don't live. There's no Burger King, McDonald's, or other fast food restaurants that are out there. They don't exist in those parts of the world for the most part. They don't, and
exactly.
These people live better and healthier than we do. That's chaotic.
Exactly.
When those are third world country, isn't that amazing? Third world country, and we're a first world country, and people are living healthier and better than we are. That's crazy.
And that's what's sad. And that's why I'm on the air right now, because you know what? That is so ridiculous, because you know why? Americans and our country, all we're worried about is what we can get quick, what we can get fast. And the food industry has completely taken over and made this a money-making racket. They don't care about what we eat. They care about how much money they make. And they convince everyone to buy this garbage and all this processed food and fast food and everything quick and easy. We need to go back home and we need to start cooking our meals. We need to cook for our families, cook for our children. So I agree with you.
You spend better time with your family, you save, and you end up saving money, and quality time comes into back into the family, and you live better and healthier as a whole. I mean, what else can you say?
Exactly. Well, thank you, Luis, and we'll have you back next week and from here going forth. So, you know, everyone, when you can, go ahead and check Luis out on Global 14. Welcome him. Say hello. This is my new co-host. Thanks, Luis. Lifers, listeners,
thank you, callers.
Say it again, Luis.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate everything.
You are so welcome. We're happy to have you. Lifers, listeners, and callers, let's hear your questions or comments. Give us a call at 760-913-4119. Luis, stay on. Luis will also be available for your questions. Give us a call. Thanks for bearing with us. Thanks for working through the technical difficulties. 760-913-4119. Let's hear from you.
You're my baby, my lover, my lady. All night you make me want you. It drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. 'Cause girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side. Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know?
Hey, Rob, I hear you have some news for us. What you got for us?
Yeah, I was actually calling in reference to the fact that I was trying.
What was the question?
I was trying to transition from eating meat is what I was trying to do. And I was wondering what super cool group do you think that I was brought with
to get me started to wean me off of eating meat?
Well, I'm going to say beans, but Luis, do you have any information for her that would be imperative?
I do. When you're trying to do that, one of the things you have to be really careful on how you transition from one to the other, just because there are specific proteins that and benefits that animal products do have that is tough to get out from just vegetables. But that being said, for example, one of the biggest things is protein that you get from animal products, but you could get decent amounts from, for example, beans. One of the things that I use constantly over and over is beans, avocados, the sweet potatoes. It all depends how you break down your meal plan throughout the day, but usually when do you eat animal product? You would say lunch, dinner, and then you can find substitute for those items and try to see if you're able to get the same vitamins and minerals you were getting for, let's say, a piece of chicken. When do you mostly eat your animal product or your meats?
Well, I'm starting to eat it less and less, but it's just the issue that I actually want to transition out of eating it in general. And so that's my question. I want to know, like, what would be an easy transition to start with, like, to get me actually over the hump of eating meat?
Okay, so basically, some people usually the extreme of eating meats will be from pork, red meat, then to chicken, then down to fish. So basically, if you start cutting down the portion of animal product that you do it gradually. That's usually the best way because then your body will adjust. You don't want to put your body through shock because it is accustomed to intaking X amount of animal product on a daily basis. So if you don't eat pork, make sure you avoid it. But if you do eat pork, eliminate pork, stick with red meat, chicken, and fish. If you don't eat red meat or pork, go right into chicken and fish, which is mostly what I eat, just chicken and fish, and then transition away from chicken, just fish, transition away from fish, then go right into vegetables that you're able to get your protein, your carbohydrates, and vitamins, minerals that you may need, keeping in mind that things as beans will give you a good source of protein. Nuts, walnuts, and almonds also a good source of protein, which is what animal product mostly does for you. It just gives you a lot of proteins, which are tough to get from red meat, chicken, and fish, and so forth.
Well,
great.
I want to thank you guys. Right. I want to thank you guys because this information was very helpful. And I also want to congratulate you guys on your show. And I want to let you guys know that I'm looking forward to every single show.
Thank you so much, Tim, and we appreciate you calling in.
Okay, and have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Make sure you tune in next week. Bonnie, you're live. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Congratulations, Miss Love.
Thank you so much. How are you tonight, Bonnie?
I'm doing fine. The reason why I'm calling tonight is I happen to be a diabetic, and I'm trying to move into the place of eating more vegan, and I looked a little bit into your background. I know that you're moving into that place too, and a lot of the vegetables that are available are very high in carbs, and so it's kind of hard for me to, you know, keep that blood sugar down and things when a lot of the seasonal vegetables are high in carbs. So I'm wondering if you have any tips on that, and then if you know of any seasoning that may help instead of using salt.
Okay, well, that's a great question, Bonnie. Louise, do you want to go ahead and answer that?
I do. One of the things that I had mentioned originally was trying to stick to the vegetables that are more color, that are more green, because they process through your system faster. They also make you feel fuller, which in turn, your calorie intake for the day will go down. Also, one of the things that you want to do to burn off the excessive amount of carbohydrates, meaning sugars, from your body, is one of the things that I suggest to my clients is always going to the gym. Just do cardio, very light cardio for 45 minutes on an empty stomach. What that does is it targets automatically other sugars that you may have left over in your body from the process, the cleaning process your body went through the night before. And it goes right into the fat, because you talked about losing inches as well. So usually when you combine the eating well, sticking more greens instead of color vegetables, that's gonna lower the sugar amount that your body will hold on to, because essentially you're burning it off. And by going into an empty working out or doing light cardio on an empty stomach, what the body does is target the fat immediately. So then you can lose the additional inches as well.
Wow, that's so interesting. And what about the seasonings that I could use instead of salt? I try to use sea salt, but sometimes it's a little strong.
Okay, one of the things that I always tell people is that it's not a matter of switching over into salt or not, or sea salt. Is you want to retrain your taste buds. Keep in mind, what we enjoy eating is not because we really enjoy it, it's because we trained our body, our taste buds, to actually enjoy that. So I would say do what I do. I basically avoid salt, and I utilize lemon or pepper for taste.
Yeah,
so it's
Louise,
not so much looking for stuff.
Pan salt. I really like that.
What kind of salt?
The pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah, that is a good option, but always my recommendation is trying to get away from, especially people that are trying to lose an extra pound or two or some inches up the side, because keep in mind the salt, no matter what kind of salt you have in your body, that retains additional water. So you might want to get to the point of you do use salt, but it's minimal, the amount that you consume, because I see people that just, when it comes to salt and sugar, it's just one of the things that's highly consumed out there in the world. So maybe in that route might be something to think about maybe for the near future. But I do like the substance.
Well, you know, can I just say I so appreciate, Louise, what you had said about us as Americans being trained to you know, have our food taste a certain way and eating in that way for our taste and not for our nutrition. That just makes so much more sense to me. And you know, it really is a retraining. And I really appreciate this program, and I will be listening, because like I said, being a diabetic, I not only want, but I also need to eat better for myself. So thank you, Ms. Love and Louise. You have been so informative. And that bit about, you know, changing from taste in food really to the nutrition, that is the key for me. Thank you so much.
That's
You're
fantastic.
So welcome,
thank
Bonnie.
You.
And thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. And I just want to follow up with that by saying, you know, it is one very sad thing about our society that we are so focused and driven by how things taste. You know, we want hot, cheesy, and greasy because it tastes good, as opposed to fresh, natural, and light and, you know, raw type things, because, you know, that's not what we like. That's not what we've been trained to eat. But, you know, we have to be in control, and we have to take over, and we have to change things. So I really appreciate those calls. Go ahead, Louise.
I was going to say, Lisa, I mean, you know this from the food that you eat. You eat healthy. I eat healthy. We retrain ourselves. We retrain our taste buds. we enjoy eating our salmons, our baked salmons, our grilled chicken, our greens, our vegetables. We enjoy as much as anyone else enjoys the burger and everything. The only difference is that if you have a burger, I have a burger, the following day we want to throw up and we feel sick because our body rejects it, because our body is not meant to consume that.
No, absolutely. And I will be the first one to tell you, I don't play when it comes to food. And I just recently even lost a lot of weight over, you know, just changing my diet and stuff like that. I'm the first person to tell you, a big part of my life is, you know, based around food. And that's how my family socializes. That's how we love. That's how we console. That's how we, you know, do anything. And the food and how it tastes and, you know, making it as fatty or as salty or, you know, as whatever it could be, that's what I was all about. The way I eat now, I can actually tell you I would never imagine 5 years ago that I would eat like this, because healthy food and, you know, things with no taste and things that were good for you, it just was not in my thought process by any means. So, again, that's another reason why I'm doing this. You know, it's not that, you know, I'm some fitness guru or I'm, you know, this healthy person that, you know, has got the body of Rosa Acosta. No, but I'm a regular person who wants to be healthy and who is on that journey to be a healthier person and learning and finding out, you know, what those things are, because I do want to live longer and I don't want to base my life around just the way that food tastes and, you know, die at 55. I want to live to 100. So I appreciate you saying that, Louise. We will be taking callers still right after the break. Rock and Roller, tell her what you tell us what you have next for us.
What's going on, lifers? This is your girl, Rock and Roller, with the song of the day. Now, people, I'm telling you, Global 14 Radio, we are just doing so many things. Global 14 is doing so many things. On Global 14 Radio, you guys have to sign up, especially you artists, because JD is giving you guys a big opportunity right here. You got them sign up. Once you sign up, hit up the Pump It or Dump It group. They are working on a mixtape, like, and the music that is coming from the lifers, I mean, people are just killing it. The songs are just amazing, and this is one of them, and I am proud to say this is from my boy Ben and his crew, the 20. Ben always holds it down for Global 14, always holds it down for Global 14 Radio. Much respect and love for Ben and the whole The 20 crew. Y'all need to sign up, listen to this song, and get into this group, The 20. The song is called Best I Got, and you are on Global 14 Radio. Once again, shout out to Ben.
We are right, can't fall. For too long, on the floor, man, I crawl. Unite my people and break down the wall.
Whoa.
In the hood, people die over some dummies. See some brothers let off their honey in the hip. And now they all torn up because they ain't mean it. This shit ended up in jail. Oh, now what you supposed to do? 22 locked down with their clue. And the work getting around, your little shorties do. But see what makes it so bad, the father isn't you. So now you want to kill a dude. Something I don't understand. That's how you claiming the thug. You ain't no running man. So when them niggas let off, you did the running man. And now you running around town like you the son of Sam. Cause you push a couple grand. But live your life, daddy. I ain't trying to be God. I'm trying to drop a couple of bombs. I'm trying to heal a couple of scars. Get a couple of lifts. Attempt to save a couple of bombs.
All he know is the worst in life, and he'll never get to see a
men. We need a plan, and I'll be damned if I'ma stand by and let another one of my friends or my fam die, or in the bind doing time in a safe box. We gotta eat, so that's the reason why we hate cops. They let the kids sell crack in the schools, but they breaking their backs and ban rap in the schools. All we do is hit the booth and spit truth to the mass. Whenever rappers get political, they moving their ass. Movement is here, and this tune is a classic, and the message too strong for you dudes to pass. Move back to action, get back to the real. Get the world's up next, these hood cats can feel. Everything I rap real, I pack steel for the ignorant, and I ain't gotta tell you the story.
I'm trying to get this money, then give it all back. Around the corner from hell is where I live back. It's hard to think positive when you in the hood. It's hard to think about peace when you ain't doing good. There's too many of my homies on them cell blocks, cause they wanna ride strap, so they sell rock. We gotta get it right, come together, get it right. There's too many of our people dying every night. A lot of pains in the hood, so when the healing stops, we can teach about love, that's where the killing stops.
It all starts at the home front. Family first, sacrifice your own wants, cause neglecting your son or your daughter is like expecting a flower to grow without water. They come up wanting someone to love and to remember. So shorties have babies, little fellas turn gang members. They like you gotta live dirty if you hang with us. Dangerous, they don't see the need for changing us. Black people in Boston, see we need each other. We trying to treat each other when we gotta feed each other. To make a difference, action witness. It all starts with affecting black business. And we'll be running the game soon as we realize that we all one and the same.
What up, Austin?
It's so easy to quit, but if we give the best we got, then we really need to come on.
Together we can solve it.
Like life is stressful, no matter where you go in the hood, they want to test you. It's easy to fight, it's harder just to walk away. That's why on my block they never put the chalk away. Damn, I was just with him just the other day. Now there's nothing but tears down his mother's face. Another soul gone, it feels so wrong. It makes you wonder how long would this go on. The sad truth, so they ain't ending no time soon. Violence sweeping through the hood like a typhoon. But if I can make it, homie, then you could. It ain't always bad when you try to do good. Make a plan, trust your family. Stay focused, build a strategy. The best I got for you is these jewels. It ain't that serious, bro, just be
whatever
cool.
Dave? Dave, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Is this Lisa?
Great.
Huh?
Say it again.
Is this Lisa?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
Great.
You know who this is, right? You know who this is?
No. Is it David Metcalf?
That's your Uncle Dave.
Hi, Uncle David.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, and how can I help you tonight?
Well, hey, I got a question for Luis. I am battling hepatitis C. I am in four-stage cirrhosis, and they're getting ready to start me. UC Davis is getting ready to start me on that new treatment for that interferon. What kind of foods can I eat while on that treatment to help start regenerating my liver?
Well, let's start from the top. One of the things that, let's go into the things that, that do damage the liver when it comes down to protein and carb intake. You want to make sure that your body goes more into intaking more carbohydrates than protein. So make your carb intake, let's say about, let's break it down into maybe 60-30-10. This is percentage-wise, 60% carbohydrates, 30% protein, and about 10% fat. Obviously, I don't know exactly everything in detail. I haven't spoken to your doctor. So this is only a general idea, just because I know carbohydrates really, it's processed easy, and it helps the liver. Also, one of the things that you want to do is you want to hopefully eliminate your salt intake, because as you may or may not know, you know that it adds to fluid buildup and the swelling in the liver, the intake of salt. So the key will be to increase your carbohydrates, lower your protein, but not too much, because keep in mind that protein do help the body repair their tissue, and it also prevents the buildup of fatty buildup and obviously damage to the liver cells. But I say I can only give you some general idea because I don't know your case that well. But in general, carbohydrates anywhere between 60, maybe 70%, maybe 20, 30% on your protein, depends how your body starts reacting to it. But if you go back to what we talked about originally, which are the superfoods, and stick with mostly a vegetarian kind of diet, and try to get your protein maybe through beans, nuts, almonds, and stuff like that, and maybe just fish for the good fatted acid that it has. There's some good vitamins and minerals out there that your body should be able to process your system.
You got to become a vegetarian like my mom.
I've been a vegetarian for about 3 years now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
you're already on track then.
Yeah, no, I started following the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego diet about 3 years ago. So, no, I've been eating nothing but mostly raw vegetables, you know, spinaches, rices, grains, and stuff.
Are you getting a good amount of protein? Because remember, you don't want to totally eliminate the protein. And I know it's very tough as a vegetarian to try to get enough protein. Are you being able to get at least 30%, 20-30% of your diet from protein?
I'm not a total vegetarian. I do eat probably about maybe 10 ounces of red meat a week, and I exchange a lot of that with fish and pork.
That you might want to avoid and just stick to fish and chicken. There's a lot of negatives out there, that studies that have been done in regards to how bad red meat is for your system. My suggestion would be, please.
I eat lamb, so it's actually a pretty lean meat.
Oh, okay. It is a pretty active creature.
I want to a scriptural diet on myself, so.
I just read some interesting information about red meat and how it is actually one of those things we talked about earlier that can actually change your mood. If you eat too much red meat, it can actually make you depressed because there's such bad karma on the meat over the way that they kill the animal. And that, I mean, that just alone is just a sad concept all in itself. So, I mean, with that being said, David, thank you so much for calling. I love you so much. Louise, thank you for all your wonderful information. Lifers, that's it for tonight's show, but I do want to leave you with this to think about. Today, all we care about in society is what we can get quick and fast. People would rather spend money on cars, clothes, and houses instead of on expensive berries and vitamin supplements and all the wonderful things that prolong your life. I pray that this show and our healthy discoveries will start to promote healthy living and just invoke people to start making a different choice with their money or a different choice with what they're buying or a different choice with what they're putting into their mouth. And together we can figure out a way to make what we eat a lot more important than what car we drive. Thanks to JD and thanks to our listeners. Thanks to Rock and Roller. Thanks to Mr. Probiotics. I want to give a special shout out and thanks to Skills, who did a wonderful theme song for Live, Love, Eat, which we will be playing, so stick around for that. Our technical difficulties prevented that from happening, but you guys may know him from the wrap-up. He's had a really busy time right now, and he still took time out to do that for us, so we really appreciate that. Thanks so much. You can find us on global14.com and Twitter at global14 and at global G14 radio. If you want to find me for some reason, you can find me at global14 at Lisa Love. Thanks for tuning in and make sure to check us out next week. Thank you so much for bearing through the technical difficulties. Give me another shot next week. Be kind. Please rewind. And I just want to thank you for tuning in. All love, good night, and God bless. Let me hear that skill shit.
Live, love, eat. Know better and do better. Let's make it clear. We got to live, love, eat. And if you want to change your life, you can start right here. You want to live, love, eat. You got to get healthy, y'all, to stay on your feet. You want to live, love, eat. You do those three things and that'll make your life complete. Now we all want to live and stay on track. Well, if you listen up, we can help you with that. We got all kind of tips just to get you set up. Cause if you knew better, then you do better. It's not hard as you think to change your ways. We got quick recipes and tips for days, interviews and contests. You can take some home. Plus the life that you save could be your own. Live.